Well, we are here for this week's Inbox, and I have MT Wilson from our counseling department. Hey, MT.
Hello.
Great to have you here.
Thanks.
And I know it's no, like, necessary honor to be the person who is a sexuality and porn expert, but you have done a lot of work in this area with clients and others and have a fair amount of expertise. So we're grateful that you're here for this week's question.
Absolutely.
One of our listeners says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for over 2 years. We're talking seriously about marriage, and he's willing to move across the country to be with me. But the other day, I found out that he's addicted to porn. He didn't tell me. I asked him, and he admitted it. I'm shocked that we're just now talking about this, but I don't feel like I should break up with him. Where should I go from here? I still want to marry him, but is that a bad idea?
All right, so disclaimer, ultimately, you've got to make your best decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these are just some thoughts, mm-hmm. Okay? So it's not necessarily, to use your term, a bad idea in the long run, but this is certainly reason for pause. Okay, so we're going to talk about what to do in hitting the pause button. So here's a metaphor, okay? Let's say you're buying your first house. And let's say that you've put the escrow money down and you're checking it out and then you find something wasn't disclosed. Flood. Some kind of electrical problem in the house, right? You've already put your escrow money down. What do you do? Well, there's a due diligence period for a reason. It's to be able to investigate and make sure, do you really want to go all in with this house? Because once it's your house, right? So it's often in this kind of season, it's time to bring in an expert. That's what we do. If there was a flood or if there's some kind of electrical, you bring somebody in who knows what they're doing, who can figure out what's going on and give you some good feedback. Because you really only have two options. You're either going to buy the house with the full knowledge of its history, and now it's your house, and you're the only one who's going to take care of it, or you're going to walk away, and you might lose your escrow money. You might lose your investment, okay? Now, I'm not trying to be crass. I'm just trying to be honest about it. There's some similarities here, okay? You know, whenever you buy a house, you take on a mortgage. Have you ever known what a mortgage stands for? It's death pledge. Mortgage means death pledge. It's called that because the deal dies when either everything is all paid off, or when somebody stops making the payments. Well, a marriage is a similar kind of arrangement. Biblically speaking, you go all in on a marriage, and you're either going to faithfully see it through to the end, or somebody's going to renege. Okay? So, yeah, and you know, Jesus talked about how important the marriage was in terms of the commitment. When he said in Matthew 19, they were asking, the Pharisees were asking, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason? And Jesus said, well, that wasn't the way it was supposed to be. And then the disciples said, wow, if it's that big of a deal, maybe it's better not to marry. And Jesus said, well, not everybody can accept that. It's a big deal. So I appreciate the fact that you're asking this question, and it really deserves a good answer. Okay, so here's the best I've got here. First of all, we got to define what an addiction is. Okay, in the Christian community, sometimes we use addiction for somebody who's looked at porn a couple of times, all the way to somebody who's randomly hooking up with people every weekend. All right, so it's important to know the truth, which is why you deserve a full disclosure. Now, I've written an article for Focus on the Family on the website. We can provide the link for that, but about what a full disclosure looks like. But it usually requires that expert, that third party, to help you be able to know that you know the truth. And so somehow you've got to know the truth, because how can you say I do to a relationship that you don't know the whole story? But likewise, if you know the whole story and can do some good work and work through it, that can be a really strong marriage for both of you, okay? So another question, you know, what's he already done in recovery? Has he already done some counseling? Is he in a support group? Is he using an internet filter with some accountability? Most guys aren't going to get good progress outside of some real vulnerable relationships of people who know. So either that should have already started or it needs to start. You know, instead of his moving out to where you are, maybe consider going there for a season of time, a week or something. Find that professional to meet with. Meet with a counselor together. Go through this process. Do the work to find out what the truth is. So, you know, my best advice is on the timeline, slow down. First of all, hit the pause button and then go slow. Find out the truth. Get your own support, because he needs support to get through in terms of recovery. You're going to need to work through your feelings and your decisions with somebody as well. And then decide with the full knowledge of what the truth is, whether or not you're willing to be all in. Because like I said, at the end of the day, you got to be all out or all in. Now, once you're all in, then you can talk about things like, is he moving to your state? Are you going to do pre-engagement counseling and all that stuff? But now's the time for pause and reflection and getting some work done.
Yeah, good point there. I was also a little concerned that she said that he didn't volunteer the information. And so it's kind of like, what else would he be hiding? Or what else in the future in a marriage would he choose not to tell or to not have folks in his story as well? And so I think your recommendation to invite someone else into this and someone who is going to walk with him moving forward is going to be helpful in that too. So
yeah.
Appreciated. All right. Thanks so much, MT.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. We want you actually to go over to boundless.org/survey. We have a survey there that we have for you listeners. And if you haven't taken this yet, would you do that? That's going to give us great ideas for the show moving forward. Everything from preferences and dislikes to listening habits to just different things that you can straight up tell us about the show, because that will only help us make it better. So meanwhile, happy almost Thanksgiving, and we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.